Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the TV event, the Disney Plus special? Everyone's been waiting for it. Hawkeye TV series.
Like you said, Disney. Anyway.
Well, before we go on, what do we think about a competing brand? Where instead of the three circles that make up like that rat's face, just a rat covered in cum.
Yeah.
So to any first-time listeners who are big Hawkeye fans, very sorry.
Okay.
I guess the tagline would just be, someone's gone and come on this rat.
I can't wait to see what media this company produces. I can't imagine it's good.
Oh, no.
That's Disney. Yes, so, Hawkeye, the main fucker of the MCU, is finally getting his own TV show.
Yep.
Set at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. The basic premise. Yeah.
Post snap. We know. Post-snap. Post snap and then post other snap.
Yeah.
Everything's
yeah.
back to normal.
Snap. Everyone's just doing some clicks left, right, and center.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking
easier
jazz band.
Way for me to say that would have been post end game.
Yeah. You could have done, but post double snap also kind of worked.
Triple snap, actually.
True. And the basic premise seems to be that somebody is impersonating Hawkeye's weeaboo persona, Ronan. And Hawkeye has to leave his family to go take care of that at Christmas time in New York.
And, but also, the trailer suggests that maybe that isn't a very big part of the plot. And also, this trailer is tricky because it gives us some things that look like plot, but then we also know from other MCU properties and casting announcements that Florence Pugh Yolanda?
Yelena Belova.
Yelena. That's right. She's in this. That's crazy.
She's hunting Hawkeye.
Yeah. Well. Why is that happening?
Yeah.
Do you know who's directing this? And why isn't it Shane Black?
Okay.
Yeah, Shane Black would have nailed this.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Action at Christmas time. That's all I can think of.
Or Christopher Columbus, you know, who made Home Alone 1 and 2. Could have nailed
this. This trailer, you'll know that it does kind of look like Home Alone, but with arrows and a grown man.
It's Home Alone 2 Lost in New York with Hawkeye. That seems like what we're getting, which is pretty exciting. Like, as much as Jeremy Renner has the charisma of, like, a wet sock, somehow still, I think this looks fun. I think this looks like it's going to be a fun property.
Mm. I think this is basically going to fill the Marvel, or the MCU... I guess hole that maybe the like Daredevil would have filled.
Oh yeah, okay.
So when the Daredevil TV series was coming out, so I reckon that's kind of just kind of filled that void.
Yeah. I feel like the Daredevil TV series was it like? I mean, like I remember watching it, but was it like funny? Was
no,
it fun?
No.
Okay.
Hang on. no.
Avocados.
There was a few insufferable characters from memory.
Yeah.
But old mate Cox, Charlie Cox?
Charlie Cox.
He was good. Is it Charlie Cox?
Yeah.
He was good.
It is Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox was good. Yeah.
So, the creator of this, well, head writer, showrunner-y guy, is best known for his work on Mad Men, which is interesting. Not something I would have picked, but...
Cool.
He wrote...
Interesting.
Let's see what Mad Men episodes he was on, because, okay. All right.
What are you learning?
So he came in at, like, season 4 of Mad Men, which is, yeah, I wouldn't say, like, the high point of its funniness, because Mad Men in the middle is kind of a bit silly, but then it kind of just gets
Yeah.
Sad.
I guess I don't think this is going to be funny necessarily. Well, I think he's going to try to be funny.
Nah, but we're all good. He was the story editor on the episode of Mad Men when everyone takes speed, which is the funniest episode of Mad Men.
That's
so
good to hear. But I think
I'm going to swing to the fences straight off the bat. Okay. And I reckon that maybe we are going to get the Kingpin in this TV series.
Oh, the MCU's Daredevil Kingpin?
I don't know if they're going to get Vinny D back for this, or they're going to make a new boy. I hope they do get Vinny D, but I don't think so.
I feel, it's a weird one, Matt, because, like, obviously they don't want to dip
them. Have you looked at the casting? There's no Kingpin confirmed, but I just saw something else that, this is a funny thing to, look, baseless speculation sometimes gets sucked into this, where someone just takes a random swing for the fences, which shouldn't detract from what we're doing, but the thing is that we pull up more information and we're like, oh no, maybe this swing for the fence is accurate, and then we fall into the hole. So, Joel Zammit, are you familiar with the character Echo?
I am, and that's why I reckon we're going to get the Kingpin. So
who's Echo?
The adoptive daughter of Kingpin. Kingpin? Or Kingping, as I just said then. The King of Ping. The raving fella himself.
Yeah.
So funny to introduce Echo and not Kingpin. Yeah. Just be like,
well, this is why I think this is going to be like that sort of like Daredevil void. I feel that Daredevil void. It's because, we're getting Echo is more a sort of a Daredevil supporting character. And I think we're also getting her father, who's meant to be a henchman of Kingpin. It's fun saying Kingpin.
It's good to say Kingpin.
So I reckon we're going to maybe either hopefully get like a little cameo of a big broad man or maybe alluded to.
I think
one of like New York's underbosses kind of thing.
If Kingpin is in this,
say his name wrong.
I'm so sorry. Kingpin. If he is in this, then we can lock in Daredevil for Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, is in.
Absolutely. And I think, like, you know, there's some actors out there that have played, like, Marvel characters where you just can't imagine anyone else playing them. Like, they were quite iconic as those characters. I think J. Jonah Jameson as being played by, you know the guy. What's
J.K.
Name?
Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson was so iconic that they need J. Jonah Jameson in the Marvel Spider-Man. So to get anyone else would be kind of like almost like shooting themselves in the foot. Like it would, like, why
like they
not
didn't
get
Vinny D.
No, yeah. Well, I guess what I'm saying is that, like, Vincent D'Onofrio was so iconic as Kingpin that to get someone else, it's like, yeah, I get that you don't want to double dip back into the Marvel one, but like, the Netflix series, but like, for who? You know what I mean? Just Vincent D'Onofrio back. He did it well. He was good at it. And same with Matt Murdock with Charlie Cox. Like, you might as well just do it, Marvel. I mean, it's going to be annoying because all of the fucking nerds are going to be like, this means something. And they can't just be like, no, it doesn't.
They were just good actors. They were good.
They just did a really good job as these characters. That's why they're back.
I hope they just do the Charlie. Yeah, they do the Charlie Boner thing, which is what it'll be known as now. The Ralph Boner thing, where they're just like, oh, this is actually Matt.
This is
penis.
Charlie Boner.
This is the Boner family. What do you want from us?
Peter Parker, we've got you a lawyer. His name's Boner. What? Charlie Boner. Hi,
he's
blind.
Boner.
I'm Charlie Boner, the Daredevil.
I've called that because I take risks in the courtroom. I have a brother. He was in that place that got 1950'd or whatever.
I'm feeling less and less confident in my court case. It was already bad when your last name was Boner. That was a bad beginning, but no lawyer should say, I take risks. That's my deal, okay? I take stabs in the dark. Let's see what happens. I hope Vinny D, if they're going to do the Kingpin thing, I hope Vincent D'Onofrio comes back. Because also, I think with the Daredevil series, we didn't really, like, there was so much more to explore with that version of the Kingpin.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. And I guess this is a weird thing that Marvel must fall into, where they, like, they have iterations of these characters that are, like done in a specific way. But then when they do those characters again, they don't want to tread old ground, yeah. even if they didn't get a chance to like explore. Like say they were like, oh, we want to do a new Jessica Jones, but an MCU Jessica Jones.
Mm.
They kind of couldn't do the same. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of a weird situation.
Well, so just to tie into that surprisingly nuanced take by you, Jackson.
Thank you.
You're the boner of this podcast. Why are you saying stuff like that?
Of this podcast. Well, hey, my coffee and donut just arrived, so perfect timing.
All right, well, you go get your coffee and donut. Yeah, midway, yeah. 10 minutes into this episode.
Yep. Cool. So, quickly Googled. So, Marvel Kingpin, Hawkeye TV series, and yep. In a 28th of July, a 2021 article from Inversa.com. Mm-hmm. They say a new Marvel leak reports that Vincent D'Onofrio will allegedly reprise his Daredevil role as Wilson Fisk, a.k.a.
There you go.
So,
hang on. What was the website?
Inverse.com. You know, a trusted website, Inverse.com.
Well, let's just have a quick... Okay, so their headline at the moment at Inverse.com is the real reason people won't let their cats outside. Mm. If your cats are your children, they're indoor kids.
Okay.
Okay, so again, look, this is maybe a bigger swing for the fence than I initially thought.
But like, look, I think it's very feasible. Chuck it on your BSP.
Oh wait, card. No, we can trust this website again because they're celebrating Donkey Kong's 40th birthday.
Wow, Donkey the Kong's eight best games ranked.
Yeah, so apparently another reason why they also think this is just true is because notably, D'Onofrio liked a tweet this week, reiterating the report of his involvement in Hawkeye. So that's just basically confirmed.
It must be so scary to be an actor in the MCU, where you're like, oh, a new movie's coming out. I like that. Click. And then all of a sudden, you're tagged in a fucking million replies. No! Every goddamn day. Hey, Jackson, are you excited for the new Spider-Man film that's coming out? I sure am. A million replies on Twitter.
Jackson is playing
confirmed.
Jackson Boner playing the fourth Spider-Man.
Like, if in Spider-Man No Way Home, Andrew Garfield does not appear, I will feel so sad for that man. For the amount of times he's gone on talk shows and been like, hey, fuck us.
I know. Not he's like, film. Hey, I'm just here to promote my new film. Spider-Man,
I'm not in it.
Once again, I'm not in it. Can we please go and talk about my new film? No.
Okay. I don't know if you've seen the like supposedly leaked footage of Andrew Garfield in No Way Home.
I haven't.
So there's supposedly leaked footage of Andrew Garfield in No Way Home, and he's like holding onto a pipe and he says something. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's like a behind
what?
The scenes. What? We don't have a chimney? But if you're Andrew Garfield and someone's going to the effort of like faking, it would kill you. And then you're like, I would love to be in the movie, but they don't want me. Anyway.
Yeah, it's at some point, surely, yeah. I do feel sorry for, like, everyone involved if that just doesn't happen. Because you're like, at some point, they're like, we really are caught between a rock and a hard place. We may as well reach out. Maybe they're just chatting on the phone or something.
Look, yes, but also you got to remember that Andrew Garfield's is definitely big enough in Hollywood that he would have his own PR guys, and if he didn't want to talk about Spider-Man, that part simply would not have been aired.
Yeah, that is true. He does look very upset, though, in the video. He looks like it's wrecking his life. And somehow Tobey Maguire's copying none of it, I notice. No one's talking
about it. Tobey Maguire hasn't done any interviews. That's why he hasn't been in a movie since The Great Gatsby.
Well, here's the problem of Andrew Garfield. He's fucked either way. Like, again, he says he's not in it. He says he's in it. He said, like, no matter what everyone says, they're like, well, he could be lying, though. Oh, he's probably dumb. Oh, he's sus.
And then, when the movie comes out, if Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man's not in it, people are going to be angry at Andrew Garfield. And that's the worst bit. People are going to be like, you let me down.
Yeah. I'm actually going to send off a draft tweet. Like, I'm going to write up a draft tweet now, just ready for it.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield, why did you cheekily, why did you imply that you were lying to us when you were actually telling the truth when you said you weren't in this movie? You make me sick, rot in hell.
Yeah. I hope you die and I will kill you to make that happen. Much love, Joel Dusha. Yes, Hawkeye.
Actually, just quickly to cap the Spider-Man talk, you know my favorite thing, the Sony leaked emails?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah, there's a Sony leaked email that talks about a Spider-Verse film from like 2016 where they were going to bring Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire into a movie with the new MCU Spider-Man, which hasn't been cast yet. So, like, they've been thinking it. But then also in the same timeline, they wanted to have Amazing Spider-Man 5 out by that point.
Okay. Imagine we got, like, No Way Home, and it had... Remember, I forget what episode of Baseless Speculation, we went through that email where they were like, Spider-Man should be Snapchatting and doing parkour.
Yeah.
Imagine that they're going
no
for
big
it.
NBD. NBD.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man's like, this is NBD to me, and we in the cinema are like, it's happening!
There it is. There it
is. Oh, my God! Time to do some parkour.
Well, all of that stuff is, like... Jackson, we've already got that. We've got that movie, though. You know what movie that is referring to, right?
Which film?
Amazing Spider-Man 2, baby.
Oh my God, you're right. He does. He never says it's no NBD specifically, but
no. But he's got an NBD vibe.
Yeah, that's it's implied. It's implied.
I am sad we never got like Sony's continuation of them just like shitting the bed. Because you could imagine them like putting if they were releasing say an Amazing Spider-Man film like 5 now, like Andrew Garfield, who is how old is Andrew Garfield?
I don't know. Like, probably in his, like, nearly...
older than nearly you, 30? I think.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought he was younger.
He's 38 years old. So, yeah. Wow. I would love to see Andrew Garfield now, like, through Sony's, like, insistence and the, like, the producers being like, you need to do at least 6 Fortnite dances.
Oh, God.
And make sure that Spider-Man has a TikTok.
In many ways, Andrew Garfield's pretty lucky that he got out of it. I think that's no way.
They wouldn't be TikTok. It'd be whatever was before TikTok.
Mine.
Snapchat again.
Oh, so no, yeah. You must say it's NBD, Andrew Garfield. So look,
do the shark dance or whatever.
Oh my God,
baby shark!
Baby shark! Yeah. Come on, Andrew, you love a baby shark. You know, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, Spider-Man. And Sony just absolutely just clapping it. Yep. Andrew Garfield dies inside.
$1 million. Yeah.
All right, so. Fucking hell.
Dusha looks like he's Kubricking right now. He looks like he's going through the Kubrick hole from 2001.
So.
You going to see a big baby at the other end?
I hope you know. About the big baby.
Well, the big baby is that I just found one of the leaked emails that, Because, look, the Hawkeye trailer gives us enough that we can... We'll get to that in a second. There's no funny stuff there. This is funny. Proposed rollout of future films, and this is a leaked email from Juan in 2014, and it's sent to a bunch of people, or Dwight and David, who has a dig at DC and Warner Brothers, which is funny. He says... Over the past years, we've seen Marvel, who have a tight plan at DC / Warner Brothers, who look like they might finally be getting their shit together, make huge announcements for the future of their slates and franchises. On the other hand, we've been assailed by rumors after rumors of bizarre spin-offs, in brackets, Aunt May. I remember when that was news. They're like, we're doing an Aunt May spin-off.
Oh,
no, they were never doing
that. That would roll.
Yeah, but
what
Jackson.
What would that be?
Horny old woman fucks child's bullies.
Proposed rollout for future films is how this movie, how this email ends. Amazing Spider-Man Kraven, 2016.
Huh.
In a never before move, we do a prequel to Amazing Spider-Man 2. Gwen is still alive. Norman is still alive. He has seen and heard of Spider-Man following the events of Amazing Spider-Man 1.
So was their plan to do basically then, Amazing Spider-Man 1, 2, 2, making 2 now 3?
What if they ended up doing, say, like, an Aunt May spin-off, but it was kind of like The Graduate, where horny Aunt May tries to seduce, like Harry Osborn. Like,
that would
you're getting so excited to laugh about this fake Aunt May movie when I have real movies in front of me that are way stupider.
Okay.
So this Amazing Spider-Man 2 prequel that still takes place after Amazing Spider-Man 1 is going to have Norman hire Russian big game hunter Kraven to track him down and bring a spiral of his blood.
Okay.
Then he... So then he ends up turning into the original Green Goblin, which we don't see in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Uh-huh. Spidey and Gobby battle it out, with Gobby running away weak, which leads us to his frail state that we see in Norman in Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man calls him Gobby in the first Spider-Man.
So it was going to be Amazing Spider-Man gets released. Then they were going to do Amazing Spider-Man 2. And then they were going to do Amazing Spider-Man 1.5.
No, Amazing Spider-Man Kraven.
Kraven, yeah, which was Amazing Spider-Man 1.5.
You can't make a sequel and then a prequel to the sequel, because the prequel to the sequel is a sequel to the first film.
We've gone 1, 3, 2. Enjoy.
So, Sinister, and then we got the Sinister Six movie, which is first half of 2017. Then we got Spider-Man 2099 on the back half of 2017.
Oh, that would be cool to live in this timeline.
Are you sure? This is the first sentence describing it. This is our Captain America type franchise. What?
So
what do they mean? What do they mean?
Well, they simply explain it. Instead of a period World War II film, we have a futuristic New York in 2099. So
a period piece set in 2099.
What?
I love them so much.
That's
anyway,
so
there's like a kind of boring explanation of what the movie will be, but then it's like he takes down the villain. This leads to a team up of the 616 Spidey to take down Carnage, payoff level event. And then we have Amazing Spider-Man Venom in Eddie Brock Jr.'s ultimate origin story, but with some 616 details. In the end, Spidey defeats Venom and sends him to Raka. Coda shows the birth of Carnage.
Yeah.
And then Amazing Spider-Man, Black
Wait,
Cat.
Hang on, Dusha, we gotta go back. Because didn't you say that he teams up with Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2099 to defeat Carnage?
Yeah, but I think that's
So are they
like,
pulling the same trick again? Where they do the sequel and then the prequel to the sequel?
Nah, I reckon they're like, it's Venom and Red Venom, you know? Maybe they don't quite know what's going on.
That's fair.
No, the takedown of Carnage happens in the future, like, we're gonna get to that.
Okay.
So that line at the end of the description of the 2099. So
hang on, in 2099. So in the future they take down Carnage, but in the past they create Carnage.
No.
Okay.
No. So 2099 happens.
Yeah.
Like it's a film.
Yep.
But then that film leads into a team up.
Okay.
Which is the payoff level event.
Yep. So okay. So the team up's coming later. Yeah.
So that's their end game. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Well,
that's their Avengers,
coming in two movies.
Yeah.
Because we then get Amazing Spider-Man Venom, which I just said.
Yeah.
Then Amazing Spider-Man Black Cat. Felicia Hardy gets, we see her luck powers with Wilson Fisk / Kingpin. Eventually, she has an encounter with Spidey and ends with an understanding she's not a bad person she appears to be. Wow, what an exciting movie that would be.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Coming of age,
Carnage,
I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which is the event everyone has been wanting.
Sure. Yes, I have been. Because you teased Carnage, and then you gave me a very bland Black Cat story.
So, Spider-Man 2099, Venom and Black Cat join forces to bring him to justice.
So, not Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2099, Venom.
I see.
Okay. Spider-Man will be hard... and a Venom and a Black Cat. All right.
Yeah, cool.
Look,
I'm sad we didn't get these beautiful films.
Also a note here that says that would be a hard PG-13 with the possibility of an unrated, bloodier edition for home entertainment. Why are they planning that? So, oh my god. Anyway, that's right. There's also one where they, look, I don't want to get too distracted by this, even though it is the funniest thing in the world.
Yes.
One that mentions Kevin Feige and it's leaked meeting notes with Kevin Feige.
It's like Kevin Feige won't take our calls. we do anything? Anyone know his favorite flowers and perhaps chocolate? So
how do we get him to like us?
Yeah. So there's like in that version, which I don't have in front of me, but I've read it before. So I'll just give you like the quick notes before we get back into Hawkeye, and we can just knock that out real quick.
Get back to this email talk.
They're like, all right, so we're having a meeting with Kevin Feige. We know he wants Spider-Man back. Here's our three plans. Plan A, this is one we want the most.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man appears in the MCU. but we still make the solo movies, and it ties into Avengers.
Well, they didn't get that.
Yeah, no, not too bad.
They're like, Plan B, which we won't really push for, but if it happens, whatever.
Yeah.
New Spider-Man for the MCU, we keep making Andrew Garfield movies, then they team up.
And yeah, that's they might get that, but as of yet, hasn't happened.
Yeah, not happened.
But in that timeline, timeline that they pitched there is exactly what happened in real life. Because it's like his first appearance in a Marvel movie, and it's like 2017, which ties in with Civil War, gets a solo film, then a second film, and those dates are right as well. It's the only thing that's different is there's no Amazing Spider-Man movies. And then the third one was, I don't know, something. It was something like crazy. It was like, oh, we don't sell or something like that.
Well, it's interesting
it's like,
to
note. Oh, we fire Andrew Garfield.
Well, isn't it interesting to note that, like, a lot of those proposed. I mean, like, I guess you're probably going to make those films anyway at some point in your Spider-Man slate. But, like, a Kraven film, which we are getting, and, like, a Venom film, which we are getting. It feels like. And also, another leak that I heard about, which I don't know if it's true, but I did hear there was a leak of the Carnage, the movie or whatever, post-credit scene. And this sounds crazy. I don't know if you guys know this leaked Let There Be Carnage post-credit scene.
So
do you know it?
Look, I think I have read this, and also if you are excited for Venom 2 and don't want any spoilers, skip ahead a bit, because I think this one will be true, but Jackson, please say.
So this is what I've heard, okay? Venom, Tom Hardy's Venom, is on a beach, okay? Uh-huh. And like in a deck chair or whatever. And then somehow, like on a TV, he sees Spider-Man, and it's unclear whether it's Andrew I've heard some places say it's Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. I've heard some places say it's Tom Holland's Spider-Man. And Venom says, oh, I hate that guy! And then it goes to the credits.
Okay, that isn't the one I heard. I can't remember what I read. But
which
it
just
was
seems like such an insane post-credit sequence, but there it is.
I know, that's I like Venom, like, laying, like, sunbathing, but, I know. But in the symbiote suit.
Yeah.
If I was
just, like,
Sony,
looking like
I
crap,
would,
like Tom Hardy always does, yeah.
If I was fucking Sony, I would have Andrew I mean, I think I predicted that very early. Oh, yeah, in the Venom one, yeah.
Quite a bit, yeah.
I would just keep, Andrew Garfield as, your Spider-Man and just have him pop up every now and then. Don't make solo movies if you think that's going to be too confusing.
But I heard as well that there was some tension between Andrew Garfield and Sony. And I don't know what it was. I heard that there was, some tension with they didn't really like him as an actor, that he kind of was going off script a little bit. I know he was, and again, I don't know where I read this, but he's like, my Spider-Man's bisexual. And Sony were like, no, he's not. And Andrew Garfield was like, I'm playing him as bi, so suck shit. And they were like, it's not
please
true.
Don't.
No, you're lying. So I don't know if that played into it or what, but anyway. No, he's lying.
Imagine an executive at Sony having a bit of a breakdown because Peter Parker likes to smooch boys. No.
Not allowed.
No, not my Peter Parker. I like Peter Parker. I identify with Peter Parker. He's my hero. He can't like boys because what does that say about me?
Even though I think there's been quite a few comics that have hinted heavily that Peter Parker just in the comics might be bisexual. But anyway, Hawkeye. Yes. Let's talk about Hawkeye. Talk about Hawkeye.
To bring us back to Hawkeye.
Yep.
I just Googled post-credit scene Venom 2 to see what website was reporting it.
Well.
And well, look who it is. My old friend Inverse.com.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
So it brings us back to the start of the episode.
Yep.
We're winding the clock back 25 minutes. Hawkeye. Kingpin might be in it. That's as far as we got. So I did a surprising amount of rewatching of this trailer for Baseless Speculation. Okay. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I think maybe because I'd recently read some of the issues of the Matt Fraction's run of Hawkeye, which you can hear over at Serious Issues.
Mm.
It's a podcast that we're on with Andrew Levins.
Yes.
Exciting stuff. Anyway, so I was kind of looking, going through the trailer, looking for, hints at the comic, and there's heaps. To the point where they're just doing the comic, I think. But
which is so funny, because, and I think I said this on the Serious Issues where we talked about it, Jeremy Renner does
not
have
he's
not charming enough to play that version of Hawkeye. That version of Hawkeye, and so that version of Hawkeye is super grounded, right? He's grounded and he's humble and he's just a guy in a fucked situation. And that's what makes it so great is you're this is a mortal man struggling in a world not made for mortals, right? So that if somebody needs to play that, they need to play that humbly and with a lot of grounded, like I said. Jeremy Renner made an app for himself.
It's just crazy that, like, because again, you got to imagine the Marvel execs and like the casting directors and all that when you know the first event. Well, this was like what Thor was coming around.
Yeah,
and so they're like, well, who is this like up and coming like actor? He's like a big flash in the like you know like, well you know now it's like a flash of the pan.
Yeah, yeah.
But like then, back then he was like you know was in like Mission Impossible. He was in. What was that other movie he was in where she was like maybe Born, which was kind of like two movies almost back to back where he was like touted as maybe he's going to replace Tom Cruise.
He's taking over. Yeah.
And old mate
Matt
Born.
Damon.
Matt Damon. Yeah, and yeah, so it was just very funny to be like, well, he's hot property right now.
Yeah, we
got
to
get him as Hawkeye.
Oh, wait. Shit.
So I wonder if... Yeah, he is. He loves singing. He loves to sing a little song. Nice. I think it's important to note, though, that I don't think that Marvel wanted to... Well, this comic didn't exist when they cast Hawkeye, which is important.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Because Renner's early roles, and this is more about Hawkeye the guy rather than Hawkeye the series.
Yeah.
But Renner's first breakout role was playing Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, he appeared in the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then he was Sergeant Doyle in 28 Weeks Later.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then Hurt Locker.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that they were like, oh, Hawkeye's stoic and like...
True, but then this became the iconic, like the Matt Fraction Hawkeye.
Yeah. Oh, he's also in the town. Yeah, he's just doing like gritty...
But this...
And like, hey, maybe Jeremy, stoic maybe movies.
Renner will surprise us. And like, I guess in the trailer he shows a little bit of that like, oh, this fucking Christmas or whatever. But, like, I think he's going to struggle to pull it off. But maybe he'll have a good enough supporting cast. Here's a question for you, so we can start fucking speculating.
Yep.
Where's his wife? What happened? He divorced?
Oh, yeah, because Linda Cardellini is not in the trailer. He does say, hey, babe, on the phone. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's in the cast. So
I think if my boyfriend had killed the Yakuza during the snap, I might divorce him. When I came back, I think they're divorced.
I reckon they're also either divorced or going through a separation. Again, depending how they do this, because they could just be going through a separation, kind of like almost like a Die Hard situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Where it's just like,
yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah. Where it's just like, my, you know, separated from his wife, and he's kind of like a bit cheaty, and he wants to try and get her back.
Die Hard rules because he never gets his wife back because he's a loathsome piece of shit,
and it rules. And so I reckon this might be a thing where they're maybe trial separated because maybe they just can't deal with, you know, the 5 year like gap between when they were gone and now they're back. And it's always like all these weird trauma and emotion that they just can't quite deal with. And maybe like they want to do like, you know, you can kind of see Hawkeye, like say, his wife being like, hey, let's do therapy. And him being like, nah, I got to go kill some more Yakuza.
So I think that after the snap, she came back and didn't know where she was and immediately walked off a cliff.
Okay, yeah.
She was lost her bearings and is dead.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exactly.
Because your take on this, Joel Zammit, requires Linda Cardellini to say some lines.
Okay.
And she's not in the cast, so...
See, I was thinking, again, it's kind of like they're separated and maybe you just kind of get like a one-way conversation on the phone. Mm. And again, if you were maybe going to get her back for like an episode... Maybe she's in the final where they all have Christmas together and she's there, or definitely not because he's a piece of shit and she's not taking him back.
Yeah.
I guess they can't kill her because they just did kill her, but also because Hawkeye is definitely going to die in this.
Yo, you reckon? You reckon he's going to die?
I thought he was going to die until I saw the trailer.
Here's what I think. I think at the end he will be like, he will kind of, like you're saying, Zammit, that this is going to be a bit daredevil-y. And then I think at the end, Hawkeye's going to be like, I'm just going to stay street level. And maybe new Hawkeye will go off and do the superheroing. Yeah. I think this Hawkeye will, like, retire, as it were. And they, you know, can keep him schlubby and whatever.
Yeah, I'm...
Okay,
so Disney are probably not going to really want to work with Jeremy Renner too much longer because he keeps doing cooked shit.
Yeah.
So I think that what's probably going to happen is, yeah, you're right. They can't kill him because they need to end with the Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think what they're going to do is, and you can see this in the trailer. So this is I don't think Matt Fraction is the only comic book writer to do this, but Hawkeye goes deaf in the comics.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can see in this trailer, I know because I watched it in 1080p, baby, that he has a hearing aid in some scenes. So they're clearly pulling on that.
Hey, is it raining?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, not for me.
All right.
It was briefly.
But I'm further away.
Why?
Mm. Ah, this is weird. Like, it's sunny, but I can hear right. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, fair enough. weather is exciting.
Yeah.
Gotta bring it up. I get it.
When we started recording this episode, it was quite dark and raining for me, but now it is cleared
maybe
up.
It's moved on to Sam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe it's over
too
here.
Too linearly. Yeah. Eventually it'll come to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, he has a hearing aid in some of the shots in this trailer.
Okay.
And we also see him fall off a building, and also at one point he's covered in ice packs. By ice packs, I mean frozen food.
Mm.
So
yeah.
I reckon, Jackson, now you're looking out the window. Is it raining
for you too? No, someone's throwing away a whole big tub for some reason. It's fine. It's not even dirty. I don't know why they're throwing it in.
They're just throwing out a big clean tub.
Yeah. What the fuck? I could do with a tub.
Tubs
what are you
going to
put in the tub?
I don't know. I got a lot of shit. You know?
Yeah. You accumulate a lot of, you know, possessions that you just kind of want to put in a tub.
Yeah, yeah. Tubs are useful. Anyway, do we think that the explanation for Hawkeye's hearing aid, because I don't know about the Matt Fraction comic. In the comic, is it like, oh, it's just like a thing that is happening to him? Or is it like, I've done so much Avengers shit that I'm losing my hearing because of that? Or, because I can imagine them doing that in this. Mm. I can imagine him being like, you live a life as a human, which I kind of think is all right. Like, if he's like, you live a life as a human being amongst gods, you know, fucking being around explosions. It takes a toll. And so part of that toll is that I'm losing my hearing or whatever.
Well, yeah, I think that what's going to happen is with that mixed with falling off a building and like Kate Bishop clearly holding her own and being 22.
Yeah.
He's just going to be like, I'm an old man. The mantle's all yours, kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak to this Russian tracksuit mob who was also in the comics.
I was going to say, what if it's just like, it's got nothing to do with Avengers. He's just getting old. What if he's like, I'm old.
I'm old and human, so this is what happens to me.
Well, if his wife's dead, he can't die because...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
He has to look after his kids, but he's sending his kids somewhere, so...
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner is 50. Sense. That's crazy. Anyway.
Yeah. Do we think this will, and I think it will, have like a bunch of references to Christmas films? Because clearly they're trying to do... You know that thing that the MCU does where they don't make genre films, but they make films that look like genre films? You know?
Yeah, so how they'll be like, Winter Soldier is like a 70s spy thriller.
Yeah, but it's actually just like a superhero film. But it looks enough like a 70s spy thriller that it's still good, and it still takes some of the trappings of that, but it's, you wouldn't call it a spy thriller. Anyway, I think that this obviously is going to take a lot of like cues from classic Christmas movies to the point where it will feel like a classic Christmas movie. But which ones do we think? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Do we reckon?
I think you're going to get either, like potentially, because there's a little bit of like, you know, getting back home for Christmas. I reckon we're going to get that. We're going to get a little bit of Home Alone.
Do we think if they do Planes, Trains,
I reckon we're
going to
get a little bit of Turbo Man.
Yes!
Jingle the way.
Yeah. I got to get the Turbo Man for my boy.
He's got to get something for his kids. So I reckon there's going to be an element of that.
Maybe
it's some Die Hard.
Yeah. Definitely some Die Hard. Yeah.
Yeah, Die Hard and Home Alone are the ones that scream on the screams are on the trailer.
But I can also imagine like a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles thing where Kate Bishop is like very lonely, and at the very end they're like, you know, Hawkeye's about to have dinner with his family, and he's like, "Hey, would you like to come in and have dinner with us?" And Kate Bishop's like, "Yeah, I'm John Candy."
yeah, big time. Like, I mean, Kate Bishop will pretty much be like a third daughter.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah,
also,
100%.
Can,
no,
it's so easy.
Yeah, yes.
It's so easy to
like,
imagine.
Like, that's not even a speculation. Yeah. It just looks
put it in the middle. Just, yep.
Yeah. Don't even bother wasting your pen writing it, because it's a tick.
How
just
easy
put
is it
a tick in a box.
Jeremy Renner, though, doing the John Candy, like, you want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. You know? Because everybody's always talking shit about Hawkeye. Maybe he'll just say that Planes, Trains, and Automobiles quote verbatim. I think he will. Put it on the bingo.
Oh, card. Yeah. Yes.
I hope that Hayley Steinfeld rips out the Steve Martin Planes, Trains, and Automobiles one, where she'll be the first person to say fuck in the MCU, but she'll also be the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth person to say fuck, because he says fuck a lot in that.
He does. Do we think they'll include the thing where they're like Hawkeye and Kate Bishop are sleeping in a motel? And they wake up and she's like, I've got my hands between these warm pillows. And Hawkeye's like, those aren't pillows. And she's like, because she's had her hand between his bum cheeks for some reason. That's an insane scene in that movie. How do you not know you have your hands between someone's bum cheeks? Okay. You'll figure it out pretty fucking quickly when your hand gets farted on by John Candy. Anyway.
I just going back to that scene, Jackson, I reckon I've heard you talk about that scene multiple times in the last like 7 years. It stuck with
me. It occupies a certain portion of my brain. The bit of my brain that's meant to be learning how to drive is just that scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
How do you slide a whole hand in between two bum cheeks and not notice?
Jackson, turn left at the roundabout. Hang on.
Warm pillows? What?
They don't feel like pillows, ass cheeks. They feel like ass cheeks.
Yeah.
Hit by a truck.
Unless Steve Martin's got a certain type of pillow that feels like ass cheeks. Where do you get one of those? Maybe I'll Google it. Bang, hit by a truck.
Hit by a train.
Jackson. You've stopped directly on the tracks. That is a point off. You've not passed your driving license. Oh!
Right. So, what do we think is, do we know how many episodes it is? It's 8, yeah?
Yeah. It's definitely going to end on Christmas. So,
for sure.
So, do we know what? I guess we know that. So, Ronan or like, you know, Kate Bishop is going to be like pretending to be Ronan. Do we know why? Did she like the outfit?
Well,
or is that just a generic outfit that everyone who kills Yakuza?
It's 6 episodes. Yeah. And the reason she's back is because, well, it's hard to say. The trailer is kind of not sure which one causes the other. But someone is, Ronan's villains from the past have come back. And they are.
Okay.
Upset?
That's
and
fair.
I guess tracking Hawkeye down?
Yeah.
And maybe that's why she's dressed as Ronan to fight them, because she is a Hawkeye fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if her dressing as Ronan is who has upset the villains as well.
Oh, so you think it's another. Oh, it could be Echo.
True.
The Maya Lopez is actually dressed up as Ronan.
So do we
except
think
in the
is...
trailer, we see Jeremy Renner pull off the Ronan thing, and it's Kate
we
Bishop.
We do. It is Kate Bishop. Yeah, what it if it's Kate both?
Bishop. Oh, yeah, could
it
be.
It could be both.
Could be both.
So are we saying that the bad guys of this are going to be the Yakuza?
Or like the Russian mob?
Mm. Well, the thing with Ronan is that his thing isn't just killing the Yakuza, although that's Endgame shows.
Yeah,
he fucked off to Mexico for a bit and killed a bunch of cartel.
Right. He just goes and fights
he just
organized
goes,
crime.
Kills a lot of, like, yeah.
His whole thing is that it's like, my family were perfect, they never did anything wrong, and they died. And all of these horrible sacks of shit. Mm. Hawkeye, first of all, rude of you to judge.
Yeah.
You don't know their situation. I mean, it's probably not good.
How fucking awesome would, like, a series be? Marvel would never do this because it's got nothing to do with superheroes. But just showing how fucked or what the snap did to all of these crime families. Like, the power change would be so interesting.
But like, what are you pitching?
Like, imagine...
You wouldn't even watch this. You'd get bored after one episode.
But like,
well, you
fucking...
like it's like, oh, okay, the Don has called you. As you go into about to get whacked, the Don just starts disappearing.
Yeah,
you're like, oh,
and you're
that
like,
was a
what
freebie.
What the hell does this mean for the family? That sounds gold.
The guy that was
anyway.
Gonna whack you also disappears. You're like, that's yeah. pretty good. You grab a gun, start going like ham at all the like the remaining people. Now I run the family.
Yeah.
This is the worst pitch for a television series I've ever heard. There's...
Yeah. As you're you firing had... away, you also disappear. Oh.
Oh no, I was just slower than the rest.
My body didn't realize. I'm like Wile E. Coyote when he walks off a cliff.
Yeah, I need to learn about gravity.
Anyway,
who do we think is the main conflict of this whole shebang? Because I'm guessing it should be Yelena, right?
Mm.
Or is she just going to be turning good straight away?
Well if the mob is,
are we going to see Hailee Steinfeld and Florence Pugh fight each other? Because that'd be cool because they're both significantly better actors than most people in the MCU.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. They use charm and charisma and having a fight and, you know, it'll be like, well, this is new for the MCU, characters that are interesting punching on.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume they would want to do that. Like, it would be a missed opportunity if they didn't. So also, I would assume that they would definitely have, like...
uses bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Florence Pugh uses machine gun though.
Yeah, okay.
Hawkeye's being shot up like... with a gun. Oh yeah. No, actually when she's Ronin, I guess she uses a sword. So she knows what murder is.
Well, I wonder if the end of this is going to be like hey, you know the relationship that Hawkeye and Black Widow had? We're setting something similar up again with Florence Pugh and Kate Bishop or whatever.
Oh yeah.
You know? Because, like, if Florence Pugh, if Yelena is to be our new Black Widow and Kate Bishop is to be our new Hawkeye, then you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
And they could also be doing, like, it's an inverse of what you're... They're not best friends. They're enemies. Like, maybe Yelena will kill Hawkeye. Who knows?
I think it's going to be, we'll probably end episode one with Yelena trying to, like, you know, maybe shoot... with a sniper rifle like that, like Hawkeye, and then like Kate Bishop either notices it and like, you know, does something like shoots the bullet with an arrow out the way, you know, something kind of cool. And that's well, that's like the end of episode one, start of episode two kind of thing.
I reckon
there'll be a fight between like a three-way fight kind of thing happening, but like Jeremy Renner Hawkeye just getting his ass kicked.
I think you are bang on with that being the end of an episode, but I think it'll be like episode three. Cause I think what they're going to do is they'll be like, things are just going to get worse and worse for old Hawkeye, I feel. So I think that what they're going to do is, because clearly throughout this series, he's just going to cop a beating, as we can see from the trailers. So he has to, because obviously, like, it's six episodes. We need to meet Kate Bishop, find out who she is. Hawkeye needs to figure out that she's Ronin and try and figure out why. And then we'll also fight whoever she is fighting. That's an episode. That could be more than one episode. You can't then chuck Florence Pugh in on top of, like, that's too much.
Well,
too much.
So this is how I imagine Florence Pugh will fit into the series. So the Russian mob wants to kill Ronan for whatever reason. Right? And so the Russian mob will hire Yelena as like an assassin to kill Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. She will just be like a, not like a main character. She'll just be like a threat to them for most of the series. Maybe slowly we'll get like bits and pieces where we see her separate from the two of them, like maybe a little bit of focus on her, but very little. And then I think at the end there'll be a scene, this might be like last episode or second last episode, there will be a scene where Florence Pugh has Hawkeye down, ready to kill him, and Hawkeye's like, hey, I knew your sister. He doesn't say it like a New Yorker, but he will say it. And she'll be like, shit, I gotta join the team now, because my sister was such good friends with you, and so any friend of my sister is a friend of mine or whatever. And then they'll all team up to fight the Russian mob. I think that's how that's going to end.
Florence Pugh already knows Hawkeye.
But does she know the connection they have?
Yes. Because you remember the movie Black Widow? Do you remember the film Black Widow?
At all?
No, not really. But I still think that we will get some variation on that.
Yeah, okay, but...
Regardless.
Yeah, Okay, so you think that they're just going to be like, you know, that whole first half of the entire fight between Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh, how they're talking about Budapest and how Hawkeye was there and reminiscing about what happened. You're just going to think that Florence Pugh just wasn't listening?
Well...
yeah.
She had her headphones in. She had her AirPods in.
Oh, what? Shit!
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it wasn't listening anytime my sister spoke to me about that.
No, but I think it's going to be, maybe it won't be like a, hey, I'm Hawkeye, remember. But I think there will be like a, you've lost your way, Florence Pugh, or some like, because I think she is going to be trying to assassinate Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. And then I think there will be a scene of some variety where Hawkeye's like, you forget the family or whatever. And well, then she turns around and joins them and they fight the Russian mob.
Because again, it's Elaine that's hired her to go and kill old her old mate. Do we think Elaine's going to pop up in this particular series?
Yes.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Elaine.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she might.
I think that what's going to happen is the Russian mob will be kind of the first villain. Things will get like out of hand. He'll take care of that. Or as he's taking care of that, you then add Yelena in on top of that. And then he'll sort that situation out. And then there'll be another villain on top of that. Maybe Kingpin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, there has been some rumors that we might see Hawkeye's brother, who's named Barney Barton. who plays he's also an archer of sorts who goes by the name of Trickshot, and I believe at some point in the comics joins the Dark Avengers. This is what I quickly got from a very quick scan of a Wikipedia article, because I refuse to read more into this because this is very silly.
It sounds dumb.
Now, the only thing I was like, I heard that, and I was like, that seems a bit dumb and silly. You're introducing yet another kind of like connection. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's about
a
family.
Third archer.
Yeah.
But exactly, come on now. In that one scene where they're being chased by a van, and then Kate Bishop fires an arrow and blows it off, the van does say "Trust a bro, movers."
Oh, okay.
Now, what do we think about that?
So maybe I think the MCU put this on your BS bingo card. They're recharacterizing Trickshot. He's not an archer. He's a guy with a van. That's his power. That's my secret. I've always got a van.
I made a successful moving company. Did you know in that when the snap happened before everyone got back, and when everyone got back, actually, a lot of people had to move homes? So I really capitalized on that and made a lot with a lot of vans. So I've got a lot of van. Call me Van Shot.
Van Shot confirmed.
Okay, look, I don't think Trickshot's going to be in it. I mean, because when I'm looking at the actual confirmed cast listing, there's already characters in this that we haven't mentioned that there's too many.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we haven't mentioned this yet, but, Lucky the Pizza Dog's in it. He'll get that from the Russian mob the same way that he does in the comics. The Swordsman is in this.
You're breaking up a little bit. Can you say that again?
Fuck you. How was that?
We missed all of that.
Yeah.
My internet's been really dog shit in the last couple of days, and I'm not sure why. I don't think Trickshot's going to be in this, only because, looking at the cast list of, who is confirmed, there's so many characters already that I don't know how you're also going to squeeze in more unconfirmed secret characters. Kingpin doesn't fall into that category, because you could simply have him as, a presence that's not on screen. You don't need to introduce him. Also, just having a secret head of a mob or whatever, you don't need to do anything with that. Where Trickshot, you'd need to do something with. But, you know who are, confirmed characters in this? The Swordsman. You know, in the comics, the guy that Hawkeye is mentor.
The Swordsman.
Or just what? Swordsman. Yeah.
Who?
He first appeared in Avengers Volume 1, Issue 19.
Oh, that guy. Didn't he die, and then he became back as a plant man, and then they made a baby who was with Mantis, and that was he tried to control the universe with plants?
Yes, he's
that's
in House
that
of
sword
M.
man?
Oh my god. Oh my god, please. We've already got Mantis in the film, in the universe.
Yeah.
Plant Man also sounds like Man Thing a little bit, just saying. So
I reckon Swordsman will also be a villain.
Really? I think Swordsman will be Flashbacks, personally. I don't think we'll get Swordsman on the screen.
I think that he will be a villain that is also trying to kill Hawkeye. Also, they're going to use that to explain the Ronin sword thing, obviously.
Swordsman, is he actually like Hawkeye's mentor? Because I don't know much about Hawkeye. All right.
See, I can imagine like a scene where Kate Bishop's like, where Hawkeye's like, you don't even know what you're doing as Ronin. And she's like, and you did? And he's like, yeah, fucking, and then we get like a flashback to him with Swordsman. I just think that you can't just pile on the guy.
Really doing like, again, what like Daredevil did, the Netflix series with like Stick and everything. Or maybe just like that Marvel kind of keeps going back to the same well of stories. I reckon he's going to be either, I don't know if he's going to be a villain. Yeah, I reckon it's going to be in flashbacks. He'll appear a bit older and then he's taught Kate.
I think that I just got the internet connection is unstable message. I don't know why. So this is exciting. It's been a hectic episode. It rained for a bit. There was a tub. My internet's being bad. It's all happening. I just think that the way that this is structured and the way that the comic books work and the way that we've seen Hawkeye with his back up against the wall already, the only way to make this a believable series of events and why he teams up with Kate Bishop is you just pile on the guys. Or, like, anytime you pull back, there's another more powerful guy.
Okay.
And
how's this then? So, for example, like, Kate Bishop is probably maybe trained by the Swordsman as well. And maybe, like, the Swordsman is, like, he also trained Hawkeye, but then he was a bit of a piece of shit. And to get some money, he maybe, like, head of a mob or, like, one of the henchmen of a mob or whatever. Yeah. And then, like, Kate Bishop maybe realizes that, like, hang on, maybe we're the bad guys. She kind of turns on him or whatever. So then, like, maybe the Swordsman's after, now Kate Bishop as well as Hawkeye. But then, gets a bit pulled back further and it's actually, well, the Swordsman's working for, some other guy, this, like, whatever, Echo's dad is. And so it's like, oh, shit. Well, now we've got to deal with that. And then it's pulled back further and you're like, oh, no, it's Kingpin.
Yeah.
It's Kingpin. Always being Kingpin.
And I guess to get close to putting a little bow on this episode, and it's been quite the journey. Steve Rogers is a musical.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about it. They're doing a musical about the the terrible things that have happened
Are they doing a musical on Steve Rogers and not just all the horrible things that happened into say New York and surrounding boroughs during say Avengers 1? And then, the annihilation of almost a whole, a whole country in Avengers 2. And then, how do you describe Endgame to anybody? You know when we lost 50% of the world?
That's such a crazy thing. That
especially because this will be like
happened.
Based on the timeline, this is like a year after people have come back.
Yeah, it's not that long.
I remember it's when not you been were, long didn't enough. Exist for 5 years. Yeah, we're doing a song.
Broadway
about it.
Works quick. Baby. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question about it?
What songs do we think we're gonna get? No, why? No. How do you think that's gonna tie into the series? Why are they in there? Or do you reckon it'll just be a scene where Hawkeye has been given free tickets to go see it and he's watching it and he's like, ugh.
I think it's gonna be I reckon it's gonna be tickets, like free tickets to go see it. Maybe through Shield or whoever is like, hey, go to the new Rogers thing. Shield he's gonna see exist. It. That's right. So whoever is in charge is like, hey, you're an Avenger, have some tickets. Maybe Falcon is just like, hey, or the new Captain America is like, hey, here you go, Clint. I hear you've fallen on some hard times.
I hear you love musicals.
So they go, he goes, he's like, this will be perfect to take my daughters. He goes, he's like, hey, this is what, you remember my old work buddy, Steve? I kept talking about him. I was good friends with him. And they go see it. And all throughout the musical, they just shit on Hawkeye.
Yeah.
They're just very rude to Hawkeye. And he's just like emasculated in front of his own kids.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what's it like being
loser?
Yeah. Loser eye.
Arrow loser. Brought a bow to fight some guys with guns. And Hawkeye's crying in the crowd because they're right.
Yeah. Just a big chorus of Arrow Loser. It's good. There was like behind the scenes of like the production of Rogers were like, initially we were going to call this Arrow Loser, but it didn't.
Bo
we thought we'd make it about Steve Rogers and stuff.
A much better Avenger than that Arrow Loser will ever be.
It's so that's funny as well to imagine.
Yeah. A good call on how that scene's introduced, like having Hawkeye be given tickets and then sit there as they just the show kind of bullies him, or even like and he's just sitting there like visibly uncomfortable. Yeah. I think you'll see it with Kate Bishop rather than his kids, though.
Potentially, or he's cut, like he's
cut
out of any of it. He's just not mentioned once. They're just
pretty sure.
Scene, we're coming up on the scene where I killed the Chitauri with my arrows and didn't happen. Oh. Didn't happen. I was there.
Okay.
It's so funny to imagine it, like, just like all of the people that are his friends in real life, the actors portraying them in the script, just making them bully him. So it's not even like the players depicting him poorly. On stage, Captain America is like, "You are worthless, Clint Barton. Worthless to this team. I hate you."
You're a bad Avenger, a bad Archer, a bad father, and a bad husband.
Why?
Oh.
So I just had a quick look, and Hawkeye is on stage in So
they're going to be running through it. It's going to be just like a fight scene, and they will tumble through the Avengers. And maybe in a wacky situation, Hawkeye will replace the character or the actor playing Hawkeye on stage.
I think that what will happen is that he'll be watching it. It'll be bad. It'll be uncomfortable. He leaves. He'll either get attacked mid-show or immediately after the show, and that's how it'll tie in.
I think it's a lock that he will be in it in some capacity.
You think?
How's this?
Okay.
How's this? All right. How's this?
No. Shut up for a second, Zammit. Listen to this.
Okay.
You think that Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye is going to be cast in universe in Steve Rogers the musical?
I don't think he's going to be cast in it. But here's what I think the scene will be. Uh-huh. It'll be like the classic Scooby-Doo scenario.
Let me
where
stop
they're
you
running-
there. Everyone listening to this thinks this is a stupid idea. Please continue.
Go on. I think I'm on your side.
As they're running, they're trying to escape the Russian mob. They're like, how are we going to hide? We're on Broadway. Then Hawkeye sees a guy dressed like Hawkeye. And he swaps it himself for the costume Hawkeye. He puts his clothes on the guy playing Hawkeye. He puts on the Hawkeye costume and he goes and performs in the musical or is on stage in the musical to hide from the Russian mob. I would say that's almost a lock.
I also think this is true, because I also think what's going to happen is that whoever is targeting, like, Hawkeye at the time, they end up shooting the actor portraying that Hawkeye. Like, it's either, it's a very comedic moment, but it is a death of an actor, which is quite sad, but it's going to be, like, pretty funny.
I think lock that in. I'm so confident.
The shot we see in the trailer.
That's just
that's in the trailer. That's like he's just seeing that. What that might be in, like, you know, the Rogers musical is in playing in episode one. Like, you know, then maybe in episode four or five they're in the same kind of situation.
So he goes
like,
to the it could actually be two scenes, which is he sees the musical earlier in the series and then later on runs into the Hawkeye actor and then the show.
And maybe he's on stage for a bit, and or again, like a classic, oh no, which Hawkeye do I shoot? And then they're like, we don't give a shit, shoot both.
Or it's like he's on stage and the Russian mob are like, we can't tell which one is real Hawkeye. And then they're like, time for your musical solo, Jeremy Renner. And Jeremy Renner, who loves to sing.
Loves it.
He sings one of his songs, like Jeremy Renner's songs on stage. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Zammit?
No, basically the same thing. I think it was going to be a situation where they're going to try and assassinate Hawkeye or like go for Hawkeye. And they just, they shoot the actor playing that Hawkeye instead of the real Hawkeye. So I think there's going to be a bit of a beautiful thing like that.
Huge news.
Ooh.
Not only is it now raining at my house again, it's hailing a little bit.
My lord.
That rolls.
Huge.
It's just
enormous.
Dripping at my house.
I heard I heard like a weird thing in on the roof, like the tin going. I'm like, oh, what's going on?
How's the top?
That tub. That's what
I
want
to
know.
I can't see the tub anymore. I don't know what happened to it.
Maybe someone took it.
Okay, so make sure that you've got on your Hawkeye BS bingo card Jackson Bailey goes through the trash, takes Tub home.
Jackson gets new Tub. Yeah. Lock it in.
Yeah, the series is exciting, I guess. I'm mostly just excited because it looks like that Hayley Steinfeld is going to be in charge of most of the, I guess, like, wit of the series, where they're just going to let Jeremy Renner be like...
A dirtbag, kind of?
No, just sort of like a guy that's in over his head and just cops a beating and is just like, yep, this is my life. Which is fine, like, because you can take that part of the Hawkeye comic book and put it on... It stopped writing now, Zammit. you can put it, although it's very dark. It's midday here, and it looks like I need to turn on a light. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's gotten real dark here as well.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Maybe I'm going to get some hail soon. Yeah?
Yeah, you can take the elements of the Matt Fraction's comic book of Hawkeye and, like, Hawkeye being down on his luck and, like, just copping shit constantly.
Yeah.
And put that on Jeremy Renner, and that works. As long as you don't have him being like, "Oh, guys,
I don't know. I think it's if they're going to go for that sort of like the Matt Fraction run, and they're going to kind of have this kind of like more grounded, like down his luck, keeps getting like, you know, he keeps trying to do good, but he gets like the world keeps smacking the face. I don't know. It just feels like maybe it's just going to make the miscasting of Hawkeye kind of more evident.
They've done it before,
and it's just
going to
really just.
Like, he kind of acts like the same way that Matt Fraction's Hawkeye does in one movie. Like, in Age of Ultron, he turns into that character briefly.
Yeah, I was just thinking there is that, like, the only good Hawkeye scene, really.
Yeah.
So if Jeremy Renner could pull that off again.
Yeah.
For I'm glad they're eight, taking, six episodes.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm glad they're taking from the good Hawkeye again.
Yeah, for sure.
Even the Civil War scene when he takes on Vision.
True. Shall we finish this off with some swings for the fences?
Yep. Okay.
Vampires.
Why?
Or hints towards vampires. I don't know. Just a hunch.
As an avid inkling.
Yeah.
I need you to be honest.
Yeah.
Have you just picked a dumb thing because you thought of it? Or is there something in this trailer where you're like, I'm getting a vibe?
Here's my thought process, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The MCU has never been this grounded. Okay, where there's nothing supernatural happening whatsoever in any of this. It's just two guys with bows and the Russian mob and your leader. And I just don't think the MCU can keep its dirty, supernatural, big, bombastic, glowy powers fingers out of a pie for this long. And I think the best one that they could pull off, or the one that would, I think, fit, or I don't know, would feel right, and I'm just going on vibe, would be vampires. So that's my swing for the fences. Vampires in some capacity.
Well, what supernatural thing does Falcon and Winter Soldier have?
Super Soldier Serum.
Yeah,
same
thing as the Red Room. That is, or we already know a character from that is going to appear in, because that's pretty much just a Russian super soldiers, just like that.
No vampires. What do you mean, just like that? Yeah. Put on the BS Mingo card. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's my feeling. I just get a little hunch. I got a Columbo-style hunch that vampires are going to be at least referenced in some capacity in this film, in this TV show, I mean. That's my swing for defenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
When does... I'm trying to think. So Spider-Man No Way Home comes after or before this is released?
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell the timeline without seeing stuff now, because...
Okay.
This is kind of giving me the vibes of like Phase One again, where Jackson, that donut looks good.
It's really good.
Whoa.
I'm almost recording in pitch black now. This is crazy. yeah, it's kind of like Phase One again now, with like Iron Man 2, Incredible Hulk, and Thor, where in canon they all happen in the same week. Now with Phase 4 stuff, like, we haven't seen Shang-Chi because we've been in jail this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that, like, establishes the timeline better. I don't know. We just know that this takes place after Black Widow, which happens in between, like, in Phase 3 anyway, so obviously.
I'm trying to think of, swing for the fences kind of, like... Apart from, like, Vincent D'Onofrio coming back.
I mean, that's a big one.
Mm.
That's huge.
Let's see.
No, I reckon we might also get, I just don't think it's going to happen. I was like, we might get a Daredevil, but I'm like, I just don't think we are. I just don't think we are.
What about an Elektra?
I think we're just going to get the focus on the ones that have been announced.
Huh? Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. Mm. Vincent D'Onofrio being in it is a huge swing for the fans. It's just that you did it at the beginning, not the end.
Yeah. You go, JD. Let me have a think in terms of, like, I'm thinking maybe who from the MCU might appear.
Little cameo.
It's a bit of a sneaky cameo.
Yeah, that's the, because out of the MCU shows we've had so far, what have had cameos? Mm-hmm. So, Falcon and Winter Soldier had Rhodey very briefly.
Yeah. That's true.
WandaVision didn't have anyone.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I mean, it kind of did. It had, whatever.
Boner.
The cop, Charlie Boner, yeah. Mm. No, well, it had, I mean, it didn't have cameos necessarily, but it did feature
but
like,
a lot
cast,
of... But it had cast, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I suppose that's just casting, that's fair.
Because, I'm thinking, like, in the comic book, say, Clint Barton and Steve Rogers have quite a good relationship. Like, you know, they do kind of like, depending where you go with that.
Old man Steve.
But I don't think they had that in the MCU.
No. I don't think Steve Rogers ever knew Clint Barton's first name.
Like, in the MCU, all it really was Black Widow, and that was it. Like, he was good friends with Black Widow, and everyone else was like, fucking loser, all Arrow right. Boy. No,
I'm
thank
stealing...
you.
I've been calling him Cliff. Oh, shit.
I'm stealing your prediction, because I... Because Hawkeye never saw old man Steve Rogers. I reckon Hawkeye will be seeing this musical, and old man Steve Rogers will be watching it too.
And nodding every time they call Hawkeye Arrow Loser.
I hated that Arrow Loser.
No, I think that at the end, so we'll see him in the like theater, but it'll be really quick, and the audience will be like, wait, oh my god, what? And then when they're leaving the auditorium, Steve Rogers will come up to Hawkeye and be like, that's not how I remember it happening.
Yeah. Something like or, that. And like, maybe he'll have a little bit of wisdom for him. Mm. A little bit of some wise words.
Retire,
you know,
you useless fuck.
Well, like, I don't know, there's almost something to the fact that Steve Rogers was just like, he was super powered. But he was a guy, you know what I mean? He kind of, so like, and there's, I don't know, there's almost something to him being like, hey, I get what it's like to just be a dude and to not be a god. So yeah, maybe there'll be some mentory words of wisdom moment there. That's a good prediction.
All right, here's my prediction. Swing for the fences. I reckon we're going to get Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Elaine to come over at the very end and actually offer Jeremy Renner a position. In her team.
Whoa.
That is big.
Huge.
And makes probably more sense than her approaching Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn.
Or Kate Bishop,
that's crazy.
Which I don't know why I've chosen. I think it's because I forget other characters' names or I remember the actors' names. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so, yeah,
huge.
I reckon Elaine might come and be like.
Recruit Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Or
I'm
she will call him Arrow Cunt.
Yeah.
Arrow Cunt. Or call him Trickshot. Or.
Yeah. Especially if there's this theme throughout it, like, of the musical being rude to Hawkeye, and him being like, I was in the Avengers, and look at my life. Like, it's not
and
good.
And maybe even, like, Elaine being like, hey, you know, I understand that, you know, when things went bad, you went weeaboo and, like, got rid of a lot of... I can help you kind of clean up the problems that the world is
the
facing.
The Avengers,
that
or
we
Sword,
know.
They... Yeah,
they're restrained by, like, you know, rules and morals and certain things, but we're not.
Yeah.
It's so weird to get villain Hawkeye as, like, a down-the-track thing. Mm. Yeah, I suppose again, but, like, on purpose this time. Yeah. That's been long enough that people forget.
Or maybe not villain Hawkeye. I just think he'd be very easily played.
Yeah.
I think we haven't had anyone say no to it yet. I reckon she'll approach him and he'll turn her down.
Oh, that's also big. Yeah, I can see that happening too. Yeah.
Fuck. What am I talking about? I actually made a huge swing for the fences before we started recording to my good friend Jackson. I think that this is going to be the first MCU property to feature the word fuck.
And we'll open the floodgates, guaranteed.
Yeah. Spider-Man will be like, come here, you fucking pissing fucking gobbo cunt.
Wow. He's got a potty mouth. Damn.
Oh, sorry, it's Tom Holland, so I'd be like, come here, you fucking gobbo piss cunt, fuck.
You fucking goblin cunt. That's what he's going to sound like. He's going to get real cockney for some reason.
Makes sense.
Hey, it's a fucking goblin! And then he'll pull out a billy club. I'm gonna fucking batter his fucking brains in. The goblin is not ready for that. You are nothing like Tobey Maguire. I'll fucking bash you, you fucking dirtbag.
Come on, Spider-Man, we can rule this city together as King
right,
Goblin and Queen Bat. Ah, shit, ah, shit.
Right, I can't come over
nicked,
here.
Mate.
Your skull is coming right through your asshole.
What?
Gosh. Yeah.
Bashed.
Yeah.
That's intense.
There's a lot to think about.
Oh, I think it's hailing now where I'm at. I've gotten that real dark.
Crazy.
And on that note,
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys.
And
don't
gotten
let me near any more
on.
Sony. Yeah, and maybe get a new top. Don't let me near any more Sony emails. they're like heroin to me.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.